Midnight Amen. Ableton Live 12 Kick Weight Method for Warm Tape Style Grit. Advanced Drum and Bass Arrangement. All Stock Devices. Let's go. Today you're building a drum system that feels like it hits at midnight. Heavy, warm, gritty, rolling but controlled. The whole philosophy is separation of responsibilities. The Amen break gives you the attitude, the shuffle, the ghost notes, the fast little imperfections that make Jungle and DNB feel alive. But the Amen is not allowed to own the sub. Not in this method. Instead, you're going to create a dedicated weight kick layer that follows the kick moments, stays consistent across the arrangement, and carries the physical low-end punch. Then we'll glue the whole thing with tape style saturation and just enough bus control to keep it stable when things get busy. And the best part is, once the low-end is locked, you can do wild Amen edits without your drop falling apart. Start with session setup. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a working point. Then quick discipline check. Keep headroom while building. Aim for your master peaking around minus 6 dB. That gives your saturators and compressors space to behave in a musical way, instead of everything collapsing into crunch. Now create a drum group called drums. Inside it, make two auto tracks, Amen and Kick Weight. Add a third one if you want extra vibe. Paragrit, that's your parallel smash tape room texture. Now step 1. Prep the Amen for midnight movement, not low-end weight. Drop your Amen sample onto the Amen track. Warp it properly. Set warp mode to beats, preserve to transient, and start your envelope around 20 to 40. Lower envelope feels tighter and punchier, higher envelope feels more chopped and gated. There's no correct value, just the one that matches your Amen and your taste. If you want real arrangement control, slice the Amen. Right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, or 1/16 if you want more rigid control. Slicing is king, because it lets you rewrite the groove without losing the original feel. Now the important part. Make room for the weight kick. Put EQ8 on the Amen. Turn on a high pass around 110 to 160 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. You're not doing this because high pass everything is a rule. You're doing it because you want the low end to be intentional and repeatable. The Amen sub is chaotic. Your weight kick is the contract with the dance floor. While you're in EQ8, do a quick harshness check. If it's spitty, do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. If you need some air, a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 kHz can help, but be careful. DNB top end gets brittle fast. Now add drum bus on the Amen, but think control, not hype. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10%. And transients, small moves only, minus 5 to plus 5. And in this method, leave boom off on the Amen. Boom belongs on the weight layer, where it can be tuned and disciplined. At this point, the Amen is your mid and high engine. It's got character, but it's no longer pretending to be your sub anchor. Step 2. Build the kick weight track. This is the core of the method. On kick weight, load a tight kick one shot into simpler. Choose something short, controlled, not a huge boomy 808 tail. You can make it heavier later. Start with a kick that stops when you tell it to stop. Now program the MIDI pattern. You've got two main workflows. Option A is fast. Just write a simple DNB kick pattern that matches the Amen's main accents. A common starting feel is a kick on 1, and then another hit before 3, that rolling push. But don't lock to a rule match the break. The trick is that the weight kick should feel like it belongs to the Amen, not like a separate 4 on the floor layer pasted on top. Option B is more authentic. If you slice the Amen to MIDI, copy that MIDI clip. Keep only the notes that trigger the kick slices, delete the snare and hat slices, and use that as your weight kick trigger pattern. That way, the weight follows the Amen's real kick placements, and it'll feel glued before you even start mixing. Now step 3. Shape the weight kick for sub-focus and warm tape-ish grit, using stock devices. The chain is EQ8 into saturator into drum bus into glue compressor. First, EQ8 before saturation. You usually do not want a high pass here. You're keeping the low end. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. If it needs a touch more push, a gentle low shelf at 60 to 90 Hz, plus 1 to 2 dB, but only if needed. If you overdo this, you'll end up fighting the bass line later. Now saturator. This is your tape body stage. Set the mode to soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then do the most important move in this whole chain. Match the output level to bypass. If it sounds better only because it got louder, You'll make the wrong decisions and your kick will end up too saturated. If you want extra warmth, turn on color. Set the frequency around 100 to 200 Hz, depth around 1 to 3. Keep it subtle. We're doing warm grit, not fuzz. Now drum bus. This is the weight control center. Drive 2 to 6, again depending on the sample. Turn boom on. Set the boom frequency somewhere around 45 to 70 Hz. Pick that based on where your bass lives. If your track is dark and heavy and your bass center is lower, you might prefer 45 to 55. If your bass is higher or you want a slightly punchier chest hit, you might lean towards 60 to 70. Set boom amount around 5 to 20%. The goal is weight, not sine wave that won't leave. Boom decay should be short to medium. Think thump, not tail. If your bass line is busy, shorter is better so the bass can breathe. Transients, small moves, minus 5 to plus 5 depending on whether you need more click or less poke. Then glue compressor for stability. Attack 10 milliseconds, so the transient gets through. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds if you want a consistent bounce. Ratio 2 to 1, and set threshold for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Turn soft clip on. This is where the kick becomes consistent across different bars. So when your amen edits get frantic, the low end still feels reliable. Now step 4, make the amen and weight kick behave together on the group bus. Route both tracks into the drums group. On the drums group, add EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor and optionally a limiter just as a safety catch while arranging. On group EQ8, do a gentle low cut around 20 to 30 Hz to remove sub rumble that just eats headroom. If the whole drum bus gets cloudy, a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz can clear space. Then a subtle saturator. Mode soft sine. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is not the main distortion. This is the blue edge, like tape being pushed a little. Then glue compressor on the group. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction most of the time. If you're seeing 5 dB constantly, you're probably shaving the life off your transients and the kick will start disappearing when the drop hits. Optional limiter, ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Do not squash. It's just there to catch surprises while you're experimenting with edits. Now step 5, add parallel tape room grit for atmosphere. On para grit, set audio from to the drums group. This is your parallel send, but done as a track so you can build a whole texture chain. The goal here is to add size and darkness without smearing your sub. So we filter first. Put auto filter on. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz to keep low end out. Optionally low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to keep it late night and prevent fizzy distortion. Now saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 8 to 14 dB. Soft clip on. This is the smash. Then compressor. Ratio 4 to 1 up to 8 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's a lot. This track is supposed to be crushed. Then hybrid reverb. Pick a small room or ambience. Decay around 0.3 to 0.9 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Wet 10 to 25%. Keep it short. This is glue and space, not a wash. Then EQ8 at the end to control harshness. If the distortion gets spitty, dip 3 to 6 kHz. If it feels too bright, gently shelf down above 10 kHz. Now blend para grit very quietly under the main drums. Often minus 18 to minus 10 dB is enough. Here's the test. You should miss it when you mute it, but you shouldn't hear it as a separate obvious layer. Now, before arrangement, let's do two advanced coach checks that will save you from why does my kick feel smaller when I layer it. First, phase and timing relationship between the amen and the weight kick. Even high-passed, the amen still has low-mid transient energy that can fight the weight kick. Put utility on the amen track and briefly hit phase invert for left and right. If the kick suddenly feels bigger when inverted, that's your warning sign. You've got partial cancellation in the low-mids. Don't leave it inverted as a fix. Instead, align timing. Use track delay in the mixer to micro-align. Try moving the kick weight earlier, like minus 3 to minus 12 milliseconds, and listen for the moment where it turns into one punch instead of click plus thud. Do this by ear, not by numbers. Second, calibrate your low end without being fooled by hats and snare. Temporarily put an EQ8 on the drums group with a steep low pass around 180 Hz, just as a checking tool. Now you're hearing mostly kick weight and the low body of the break. Dial the relationship so it feels solid. Then bypass that low pass and go back to full range. This keeps you from mixing the kick based on hype in the top end. Also, a gain staging tip. If your arrangement changes and your saturator starts reacting differently, don't constantly tweak drive. Instead, adjust clip gain or simpler volume so the saturator receives a consistent input level each section. That keeps the kick tone stable and your automation cleaner. Now step 6, arrangement. Midnight Amen evolution across 32 bars. Because the weight kick is stable, you can get creative with the Amen without losing punch. Here's a blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Intro into tension. Filter the Amen darker. Use auto filter low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the weight kick minimal or even muted for the first 4 bars, then bring it in at bar 5. Add sparse fills. Tiny snare ghost edits, not big dramatic breaks yet. You're setting mood and anticipation. Bars 9 to 16. Pre-drop energy. Open the Amen brighter by easing off the filter. Bring in the full kick weight pattern. Add 1 or 2 micro stutters, like a 1/16 or 1/32 edit right at bar 16, just to signal something's coming. Keep those edits tight so they feel intentional, not like the audio glitched. Bars 17 to 24. The drop. This is the rule. Keep the kick weight steady. That's your dance floor anchor. Now start moving the tops. Swap one bar into a halftime feel using slices. Throw in an occasional reversed snare slice into transitions. The audience perceives evolution, but the low end remains trustworthy.